Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Of course, the country's still processing the results of last week's election. Lots of interesting stuff, though, to talk about past the presidential results. And let's bring in KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward. And Jim, let's start with the Senate race. Republican Dave McCormick declared victory over Bob Casey. He has been leading in the vote count. But the race is very close. Bob Casey hasn't conceded. There are still tens of thousands of votes, it sounds like, to be counted. Where are we with this as we're recording this on Friday?
Well, right now, it's about a 25,000 vote lead when you're talking about in the ballpark of almost 7 million votes. So a fraction of a percentage point separate the two. And what's going to happen with those ballots is a question now for the courts. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has ruled that ballots that are not properly filled out, with the signature, with the date, with the privacy envelope, et cetera, cannot be counted. So eventually it'll work up to that. I think what's noteworthy here is that 2 years ago, Dave McCormick was fighting to have those votes counted, and now he's fighting to have them not counted. But at the end of the day, Matt, I don't see a scenario where Casey catches up to McCormick to close that lead. And also, as part of this, Matt, there is a state law that if a statewide race is within half a percentage point, it triggers an automatic recount. Now, the candidate that is trailing can waive that recount. But in this case, Bob Casey has did not file that waiver before the deadline. So that recount will go forward. 8 times a vote margin has triggered that recount in a statewide race. 4 times the candidate's actually gone ahead with it. It's not changed the outcome of the race. And I would expect the same here. You're basically taking the same ballots and feeding them into the same scanner. It generally is, you know, it's an important law, but at the same time, generally you don't see much change from it.
When it comes to the state legislature, you would think when you have like those types of results on top, it would really shake things up in the favor of the party that won at the top, in Republicans' favor. But there was remarkably little movement in Pennsylvania when it came to the elections in the state legislature. Break down what the numbers in the PA House and Senate were prior to Election Day and what they are now coming out.
Yeah, in the state Senate, it was 28 Republicans, 22 Democrats. After the election, it was 28 Republicans and 22 Democrats. State House was 102 Democrats and 101 Republicans, and it is exactly the same.
Why do you think there was so little movement? Do you have like a theory for this? Is it just the way the map is drawn?
I think that's probably the biggest factor is how the maps were redrawn this time around, especially in the House. Those maps were those districts were drastically redrawn. We saw Democrats take the majority for the first time in over a decade 2 years ago, and then hang on to that same majority in this past election. So I would point to the maps.
One of the interesting seats in the Senate that did flip Republicans, grabbing that seat in Philadelphia, former congressional staffer Joe Picozzi beat State Senator Jimmy Dillon in the 5th District. First time the GOP's won in the city in decades. I think that's something to talk about on its face, and it should be a bit of a red flag for city Democrats, no?
Yeah, well, that district, you know, it's a lot of police, firefighters. That part of Northeast Philly does support Republican candidates. You know, they voted Republican city council members in. So it's not a complete shock. It should get Democrats' attention, whether or not it's a red flag. You know, it certainly sends a message, but also, you know, from a political follower point of view, it's not a bad thing to have Republican involvement in Philadelphia. And I don't say that in support of Republicans. I say that more as just, you know, competition makes you better, right? So if you have a different voice in the room, you hear that voice and you have to have a discussion with that voice.
So with the chamber split as they have been the last couple of years, obviously Democratic governor and Josh Shapiro, can we expect anything to get done, or will it just be a struggle to keep the lights on?
Well, that remains to be seen, Matt. And I think it's really going to put Governor Shapiro kind of in a bit of a spotlight. Shapiro's message continues to be, we need to get stuff done. We need to bring both sides to the table and work together.
It is critically important that we deliver for the good people of Pennsylvania. We stay focused on results oriented work, putting points on the board every single day, getting stuff done. That's what I'm going to continue to do and ignore the noise.
You can see him kind of laying the framework for the opposing party to the governor, the Republicans in the state Senate. He wants to paint them now as obstructionists. He wants to say, let's get stuff done. Let's get to the table. Let's work on compromises. So how do they play this? Do they let themselves get pinned into that quote unquote obstructionist role, or are they able to kind of volley that back to him and make him the one that appears to not be able to get things done?
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. That's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward. And we will continue with more on The Week in Philly in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.